There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, our mothership in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KTGO 1090 radio, booming to Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota, and everywhere in the region, all the way over to Montana, up to Canada, and Crosby, and of course, Williston, Watford, over to Minot. Who have I forgotten? Ray. We can't forget Ray. And KLTC 1460 radio in Dickinson. You can listen 24-7 also at iHeartRadio. Have you downloaded that app yet? It's a great way to just take us wherever you are. Say, for instance, you're planning a summer vacation outside the listening area of one of those five radio signals. You can still participate. You can. And we have the 24-7 What's on your mind line, 855-200-1776. You call the number, you press 1, and you rant. You give an attaboy to somebody. You step up on your soapbox. You give us your take. You ask your question for Congressman Kramer, as an example, who will be joining us momentarily for the Talk Radio Town Hall, whatever. 855-200-1776. Press 1. And leave your message at the 24-7 line. A couple of emails left over from last hour. What about some religious nut who hears voices and shoots people? Are they going to ban the Bible? What about other books that inspire hate? Are we going to ban literature, too? We've raised a nation of wussies. Are we going soft, do you think? I just think we need more leaders is what we need. So when something like what happened in South Carolina happens, somebody, rather than try and advance their political agenda or try and just fix it. And look, they're good-intentioned people. Left, right, Republican, Democrat. I'm not trying to lay this on any one particular party because they all do it. You know, and this is down at the mayor level, right? So if something bad happens in, Jamestown, people go to the mayor, what are you going to do about it? Well, we'll do this. Up to what happened in South Carolina and the president immediately is, you know, getting on the gun control brigade. I'd love for somebody at every level just wants to say, you can't stop every bad thing from happening. Simply. Stop. There. You can't stop every bad thing from happening. Because this goes to all kinds of places. Somebody else says, what happens when some activist psychiatrist comes up with a catch-22 question which will determine your mental state? Do we have activist judges? Why wouldn't there be activist DRs? What's a DR? Oh, doctor. I got it. Okay. Yeah. Psychiatrist. Good point. All right. Duh, Scott. Anyway, you were supposed to say that, Tom. Duh, Scott.
I thought I'd leave that for you.
Todd is preventing anything bad, or prevented from saying anything bad about me today because I brought him bacon yesterday from the Peacock.
That was great bacon, by the way. Yeah. Thank you.
So Todd and I are trying to do the Energy Matters program, which we do on K-Fire and KLTC Tuesday afternoons. And literally, in between the questions, we're trying to have bacon that is dripping. It was so good.
It was dripping
with its goodness. So it was good stuff. We're waiting for Congressman Kramer here, who will join us momentarily. And we got Congressman Kramer. Okay, we're live, by the way, just the background noise so you know what that is. We're at the 2015 Summer Conference of the Economic Development Association of North Dakota. Talked to some of those folks last hour. We'll talk to a couple more this hour who are anxious to chat with their good congressman for a couple of minutes to tell us about what's happening in their region. But in the meantime, without any further ado, here he is, folks, Congressman Kevin Kramer. Hello, so how are you?
Well, I'm very well, thank you, Scott, and everybody. I'm doing very well. It's hot and muggy in the nation's capital, but a lot of good legislation coming in front of us here this week and into the next couple of weeks.
What's got you busiest today?
Today, the busiest thing is the Ratepayer Protection Act, which we have on the floor. We'll be debating this afternoon and voting on, and I expect passing out off the floor late this evening or early this evening, late this afternoon sometime. And that's, of course, the bill I'm a co-sponsor of that really is critical to a number of things, not the least of which is the Constitution, but also critical to states like North Dakota, and especially North Dakota, and that is to push back against the EPA's proposed rule for existing power plants as part of their clean power plan. And it does a couple of things. The main thing that the bill does is it states it puts a stay basically on the clean power plan until such time as it can be adequately adjudicated in the courts. A number of states, I think 36 states so far, have filed some legal actions against the Clean Power Plan as it relates to 111D, as they call it, the section of the Clean Air Act that allows the EPA to set mandatory carbon dioxide goals for each state's electricity systems. And of course, it's an arbitrary number set by the EPA, and the states are supposed to figure out a way to come up. They're supposed to come up with a plan, a state implementation plan, to meet these goals. And part of the plan, and this sort of gets into the nerd category, Scott, but part of the plan, and the part that's so problematic legally and constitutionally, is that they're encouraging states to go outside, what's called outside the fence. In other words, dealing with the emissions of a power plant is one thing, but dealing with the emissions of the plant, beyond the fence line, in other words, at the demand side, at the home, at the business, whether it's efficiency issues or conservation or other types of tools, demand side tools, is beyond the purview of certainly well beyond the purview of the government, at least the federal government.
What's their utopia? What are they trying to get at here?
Scott? There is a great question. So much of this stuff is a fantasy. It deals with a universe that's not real. So utopia is the right word. And I think what their goal is a world free of carbon of carbon emissions, a world free of hydrocarbons and fossil fuels of all types. The problem is that world is a very dark place right now because you need fossil fuels to run your cars, to run your factories, to generate electricity on a consistent basis.
So their utopia is the Buffalo Commons.
That's the way it appears to me. Yeah, I think they live with the belief that somehow wind turbines and solar panels are going to, you can fly airplanes with them or something.
Because my deal is I'd be with you if your goal was worthy, right? I mean, and you're trying to get to a place, and maybe I'd argue about how we get there.
Right.
But that's that's the craziest part of this whole deal, that they're just living in some alternative universe, and in the meantime, they're going to cost me and everybody else a ton of money more in our electrical bills and raise the cost of everything because our power bills are going to go up. For nothing.
All of that's true, but they also put at great risk things like the reliability of the electrical grid, the sustainability of the electrical grid, America's place of prominence in the global marketplace and the global economy, because China's not doing this, and other superpowers, other large economies are not doing the things that we're doing. And so, it's very, very egregious. Plus, it tramples on the rights of states. And North Dakota is the best example in the world because here we are, a state that has, some of the lowest emissions in the world. We have some of the cleanest air in the world, and yet we're a major producer of oil, gas, and coal, and generate it all for the good of industry and the economy. And yet we rank very high in clean air. So
your Ratepayer Protection Act basically says, hey, we're not going to do this to the consumer because what you're trying to accomplish is not plausible anyway.
Yeah, and it empowers governors, and states, governors with the consultation of the appropriate regulatory agencies within their state, which in North Dakota is the air, it's the health department, it's the Public Service Commission, and others. To determine whether the economic impact on their state, and if it's detrimental, then in consultation with them, then they can opt out of it. But it also basically puts a stay until further legal action determines whether the EPA is even within its legal realm.
Does this have a shot in the Senate quickly?
I don't know. I don't know if it does, Scott. If they can get to 60 votes, we need, Democrats from energy-producing states to step up and push Harry Reid. But, Scott, we've passed six appropriations bills, working on the seventh this week, which is the Interior Appropriations Bill, which I'm happy to talk about as well, because it's got a number of these same types of things in it that are protections from the overreach of the EPA and the Department of the Interior. And the Senate hasn't taken up a single appropriations bill since 2009. So whether or not
that's the famous regular order we heard so much about being able to be turned around with Republican control. So that's a little disappointing. And that's just making the trains run on time. That's not even trying to fix the mess like you're trying to do here. That's disturbing. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, question from Jim in Fairfield. We have lots of folks on Facebook that have questions as well. A lot of ground to cover, and others welcome to the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed, informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog on each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Bismarck today, our location, the Radisson Hotel, Summer Conference of the Economic Development Association of North Dakota, enjoying our time here, brought to you in part by our friends at the National Association of Royalty Owners, where we will be tomorrow. Yes, we've been talking about this for about a month, and tomorrow's the big day, as a matter of fact, and I'm really looking forward to getting to meet all the folks coming into Minot for that event tomorrow. We'll be there tomorrow. There's a Bakken tour in the morning. We'll broadcast the show from the Grand Hotel in Minot tomorrow, and then also, of course, a whole host of events that continue into Friday as well. So check it out. Nero.us.org if you want more information on that. Still time to join the fun. Looking forward to that, we'll see you there. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Jim in Fairfield, Brent Dickinson, we've got you on deck, and a number of other questions, email and Facebook questions here. We are also getting the honor today of Congressman Cramer chatting with some folks that are working with job creators all across the state of North Dakota as the Economic Development Association gathering, and Keith Lund represents the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Scott.
How's the conference going so far?
Conference is going fantastic. Thanks.
What do you want folks to know about the job creation that's happening up in the Grand Forks region?
Well, EDND, we call Economic Development in North Dakota. The Association of North Dakota promotes creation of new wealth throughout North Dakota to develop vibrant communities and to improve the quality of life. So that's our key focus. We have over 130 people involved in economic development attending our conference. The Bismarck Mandan Development Association has done a fantastic job. Lined up great speakers, great sessions. It's about network sharing, knowledge sharing, best practices, how we can learn from each other to do our craft better. We also have sessions dedicated to making sure our developers understand the changes that happened this legislative session, and there were a few of them that we want to make sure that we're all up to speed on.
And you're the president of the group.
Absolutely. I'm very honored and pleased to represent the association and the presidency this year.
Sounds good. Now, if I ask you about what's happening in Grand Forks, is UAS the first thing that comes out of your...
UAS is almost always the first thing that comes to mind, absolutely. There's a lot of energy around unmanned aircraft systems and a lot of people working on important projects. Representative Cramer is a key ally of ours and helps us get into the right conversations, and things are going very much in the right direction.
And, Kevin, you've told me about that a couple of times. I'm anxious to get up there one of these days and get an update because I know there's a lot of activity bubbling and some announcements to come up there. But what's your take on what's happening in this unique partnership between the federal government and the local folks there?
Well, it's awesome because in the partnership, it really is a partnership, but in all honesty, it's largely driven at the local level and with a lot of support, obviously, at the state level. And by doing that, it allows folks like me at the federal level to advocate really easily with groups like the FAA and the United States Air Force and players that have certain authorities that have the opportunity to either make things difficult or remove barriers. And as the barriers come down and you have things like the extended use lease, for example, at the airbase, which provides a world-class park for the testing of unmanned aerial vehicles, and, of course, the FAA's naming of North Dakota's the first of the six test sites. Those are sort of the federal pieces. After that, it's really a matter of relationship building and adding support in the marketing side as Keith and others involved go after everything from precision agriculture to contractors for defense contractors to entrepreneurial opportunities. And so to me, Scott, when I think of Grand Forks and I think of UAS and what the folks up there have done is they've taken the assets on the ground, which is a fantastic, of course, airbase, an incredible school of aviation school and aeronautics school, and a culture of aviation, and then a culture of innovation right there on the campus and in the community, and applied those to to the newest thing happening. And it's one of those situations where demand meets opportunity, and you have to seize the opportunity. And Keith and his folks do a great job of that.
And some of the names that this is attracting in the way of major international organizations looking at creating jobs in Grand Forks, pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, for the listeners who don't know, the Grand Sky is a 217-acre development on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. The Air Force leased it to Grand Forks County, who has then subleased it to a developer who will build the buildings and develop that project. And the companies you're talking about, Northrop Grumman was the first to announce that they will be the anchor tenant at this park. And so we're in discussions about with them about what that actually looks like. We've had a local developer announce that they would build a multi-tenant building, so for companies that don't need such a large footprint but need a smaller space, and we're having conversations with folks I can't mention today, but very positive conversations, and so hopefully we have some upcoming announcements for you later.
Sounds good. Enjoy the conference, Keith. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Keith Lund from the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation. Jim in Fairfield, thanks for waiting. You're next with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Hello. Yes. Good to talk to Congressman Cramer. Yes, I sure like most of the things you're doing, but I do have a bone to pick with you today. That's okay.
That'd be fine. Nobody ever, yeah, you know, if there are things we disagree on or little differences, those are the things we need to work through. So have at it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make a point. Country of origin labeling. Now, in case any of the listeners aren't familiar with what that is, it's a cool law. It's a law that was passed in 2002, and it says that all beef, pork, and poultry must be labeled before it's sold to the consumer as to where it came from. And we worked hard and long, and when I say we, I was on the board of directors of North Dakota Stockton at the time. Directors, the then president, and countless members, we did a lot of work to get that passed against some big money opposition. And now I see you have voted to repeal that law.
Right, but before we voted to repeal it, it was ruled out of compliance by the WTO, the World Trade Organization, after a complaint was filed by our trade partners in Canada and Mexico, and it was ruled in non-compliance once, then twice, then three times, then they took it all the way up the chain of command through all the appeals process, exhausted all appeals, and the fourth it was the final WTO ruling. So at that point, the federal government has a couple of options before it. One of them is to repeal it and bring us back into compliance with WTO. Two is to not repeal it, in which case Canada and Mexico can go then, and they've already filed, to go get reparations in the form of tariffs. And the tariffs would be against not just, as you said, beef, pork, and poultry, but the tariffs would be against other commodities, including corn, for example, and things that we sell into Canada. Now, some people view that vote to repeal as sort of caving to the world court or to some other entity. And while I suppose there's some truth to that, the bottom line is that if we didn't belong to WTO and we weren't going to live by the rules of WTO, then of course we'd lose. Then other countries have the option of issuing big tariffs and whatnot on our commodities, and so those are all part of the negotiation. So when the industry chose to exhaust all appeals, we kind of lost our opportunity to negotiate a better deal. And so to us, this was the most prudent way to get back in compliance and avoid the penalties that would no doubt probably coming at us from Canada, especially.
And I understand that then from your point, you're getting lobbied heavy by, national organizations, American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, importers, but just because they say that they're against cool, that doesn't mean those of us down on the ground who are members of these associations, men are on our boots and they're on their hands, we don't quite feel that way. We think we should have some protection for our good.
Jim, I'm going to have to have you hang on a second. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Brenton Dickinson behind him, Paul and Catherine. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before the top of the hour, this is the Talk Radio Town Hall, your chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. On the program, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email addresses. Todd loves a text, too. If you want to send a quick text with a question for Kevin, 701-226-8503. Let's burn up Todd's battery today on the program.
Thanks.
So, you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hey,
so
not my batteries,
so
the company's batteries, though.
So Jim in Fairfield has dirt on his boots. God bless you, Jim, out there. Your concern was before the break, hey, you know, I know organizations are lobbying you, Congressman Cramer, that are big farm organizations, but I'm actually boots on the ground here, and I like cool, so don't be against cool. So
I think there's a couple of things that I would say to that, Jim. One is that I'm hearing from ranchers on the ground as well as from organizations, and frankly, not very many organizations have lobbied me on COOL, largely because I haven't been ambivalent about it. You know, once WTO ruled against it, it was clear to me that if we were going to move forward with marketing U.S. beef or North American products, that we're going to have to get in compliance, first of all, avoid the tariffs, and then finally maybe find an alliance so that we can be marketing together rather than against each other. Because Canada is our largest trade partner. Mexico is our third largest trade partner. And we also, and by the way, so I've heard from ranchers on both sides of the issue, and even ranchers, and I'd go back to, Jim, you mentioned the North Coast Stockman Association worked hard to, you're a member of that organization, worked hard to pass COOL. Well, they also worked hard to get it repealed, and so Steve Brooks, who's a Bowman cattle rancher from Bowman, North Dakota, he wrote a nice editorial encouraging the repeal of COOL, and so he's, you know, It's not unanimous, but I would say that there are a lot of people like Jim and others who supported COOL all along, but also know that the environment has changed on us and that we need to probably take a different strategy at this point. One of the things I think will happen, Jim, just so that you know, is when the Senate takes this up, my sense is that they may amend some language into it that encourages or allows, and I don't know that you could disallow, but that encourages at least, if not more, a voluntary labeling program for critters that are born, raised, and processed in the United States. But it would have much more power. It'd be a much more interesting and I think, influential labeling program, frankly, even than the mandatory one, because the mandatory one, I don't know anybody's ever seen it. You have to look really hard to even find the mandatory label. And anyway, so I just think there are a lot of people that are even on Jim's side that know that the law had to be repealed if we're going to move forward with trade. And God knows we're not going to eat all of our beef. We want to be able to sell some of it outside of the country as well. So I think you can have honest disagreement.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for doing what you do out there ranching.
Yeah, okay.
That's the most important thing.
I love
Paul
steak.
And yeah, me too. Big fan. Paul and Catherine, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Congressman Kramer, nice to talk to you.
Hi, Paul.
Obviously, first and foremost, I just wanted to send out my thoughts and prayers to the families over there at Park Christian as someone who was obviously in the traffic safety advocacy business for 4.5 years. It just brings back a lot of tragic memories, and my thoughts and prayers are with that family.
Yeah, I would assume most folks know what Paul's talking about, but there were four boys that attended school at Park Christian High School, which is a Christian school in Moorhead, Minnesota. But families from North Dakota and Minnesota there on the border that left for a basketball camp yesterday morning. There was a rollover, and two of the boys died. One is seriously injured, and another is got a punctured lung and a broken leg. And just, you know, a similar situation to Ray, North Dakota this winter with a couple of basketball players there. It just rips your heart out. It's awful, and it's every parent's worst nightmare. So thanks for the thoughts and prayers. Certainly agree with you. Yeah.
I just have a question. Obviously, I spoke to you recently about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Had a healthy dose of concern regarding it, and I understand that it's also shared with other members of Congress and the Senate. Right. The fact that they haven't really been able to release the text of the trade agreement. I know you spoke about the authority. And you voted for the authority to be able to negotiate it. Can I now get a copy of the text in relationship to what this trade deal and partnership includes?
Well,
before you answer that question, I just want to piggyback on Paul's question because we've got another one similar. Ryan says, I'd like to know from Congressman Kramer how he could in good conscience vote yes for the TPA bill that was just before the House when the administration refuses to release the text to the public. This feels a lot like Pelosi's statement of we have to pass the bill for you to see what's in the bill. We are a representative republic.
Yeah.
This requires informing us so we can voice our opinions to our representatives. It feels very odd how this is being pushed so hard by the president and being given to him. When President Bush pushed for his trade bill, the text was available months ahead of time. Additionally, some of what is contained in the bill has been leaked, and it is very, very concerning. How can he reconcile this, proposing and passing bills in secret, not the way our government is designed, nor how it should work? Thank you, says Ryan. So Ryan,
exactly.
Ryan and has a similar comment to Paul, so I wanted to give you a chance.
First, and I think Paul phrased it a little bit, I think, with a little more clarity than the email or the Facebook piece, because Paul asked specifically about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPA was not a secret bill. I put it on my website a long time ago. It was well available. It's 146 pages, which is not long for a bill, quite honestly. It's easy to read. TPA was the bill that allows Congress to interject its principles and its framework for the negotiation itself, and then it also allows for Congress to have an up or down vote on any trade deal before it becomes legal. It also imposes a number of restrictions on the president, things like no climate change negotiation, no immigration negotiation, worker safety, standards, environmental standards equal to the United States, things that he would love to just pass on, we were able to impose on him because of TPA. So TPA was not a secret bill. We all read it before we voted on it, or at least we had the opportunity to. It's nowhere near the same realm. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi opposed it, just so for those people who are sort of confused about whose side. So much of this is driven, Scott, by people who want a different president. And so the fact that this president suddenly supports a Republican principle after 50 years you know, doesn't change the principle. It doesn't make us like the president anymore, but it doesn't change the principle. With regard to Paul's point about Trans-Pacific Partnership, because that's TPA sets up the opportunity for the president to be able to then now go and negotiate. And it's not so much that he can negotiate. The Constitution gives him that, right? He's been negotiating trade deals since he became president. But what it does is it gives the other countries he's negotiating with some confidence that that 536 people don't get the chance to amend it every week. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has been, the negotiations have begun, and there is a transcript. It's about 800 pages, and members of Congress can look at it, and we've all looked at some of it, or I shouldn't say we all. Several of us have looked at some of it. Some have read it cover to cover. We'll all get a chance to read it cover to cover. But it's in the negotiation process, and now that he has these restrictions put on him, a lot of that stuff is going to have to change because we can't have climate change stuff in there. We can't have these other restrictions I talked about. There's about 150. So my point being, once the negotiation's all done, and the president and the 11 other countries have agreed that these are the tariffs we're going to allow, these are the tariffs we're not going to allow, these are the products that Japan can sell, and these are the ones they can buy, and all of those things that go into a trade deal, when that's all done, that trade deal then becomes available to the public for 60 days. And it doesn't become final until such time, until at minimum 60 days later, when it would then get an up or down vote by Congress. But so every member of Congress, every member of the world gets to see that trade deal before it would be finalized.
All right, Paul, hope that answers your question. Appreciate it. We are live at the Economic Development Association Conference in Bismarck, as I mentioned. And Carol Goodman is here from the Cavalier County Job Development Authority. And, by the way, Greg and Kildare's on deck, and then Rocky in Ariska after that. But, Carol, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Wonderful. Well, tell Congressman Kramer, myself, and our entire audience here what the heck's happening in Cavalier County.
Well, there's a lot of things going on up in our northeastern corner of the state. And, the economic development effort that we've all been engaged in the last 20 years to build the program and the business atmosphere in North Dakota has been really fun to be involved in. And I guess I go back a lot of years, more than I'm going to admit. And, as we've built this, it's really been fun to work with.
What are you most excited about what's happening?
I think quite frankly, to bring it down to Cavalier County, I think the energy that we're seeing in the community, if we feel like we've kind of turned a corner. We have young people, young families moving into the community like I never thought we'd see, after years and years of out-migration. Our schools are adding sections to the classes. Our housing is almost non-existent for anybody wanting to move in because there's so many young families that are coming into the community. And also a generational transfer of the businesses and farms in the area is just, I'm glad I stuck around to see it.
Congressman Kramer, is it kind of fun to represent North Dakota when every corner is, pretty darn good?
It's never been so cool to be from North Dakota as it is right now, let me tell you. But Cavalier County, of course, well, that whole area is, they've even gotten a little bit of a break this year, and I've been up there fairly recently, in that at least it didn't rain so doggone much so early. It's been raining in a lot of other places, but I think they've gotten even a little bit of a weather reprieve this year compared to previous years when it was difficult to impossible to even put a crop in the ground. So in addition to all the other good economic development activity, I think hopefully this year we're going to see a decent crop.
Lot
yes,
going on. Good luck, Carol. Look forward
you.
To seeing you soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right, let's get to Greg and Kildare next on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Greg, with your question.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, good morning. With all the global trade, yes.
We're having a hard time hearing you there, so try one more time.
Anyway, I want to know, has there been any movement on the export crude oil ban?
Okay.
Because we have all this unrest in the Middle East, and with Russia doing what they're doing, we need to be able to be exporting our product to the world. And you talk about control of the world economy, not so much control, but, when we have more of an influence, what more of an influence than if we're controlling the price of oil and then the supply?
Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, so with regard to the question, has there been more movement? Where we've been lately is getting co-sponsors for the legislation that I'm co-sponsor of in the House. Well, there are really two bills, but the one that just a clean lifting of the ban, we're up to about 70 co-sponsors, and we're now at least seven and maybe more Democratic members that are co-sponsoring it, and that's really huge. Okay. Because
hold that thought if you would, Kevin. We'll short break. Finish the answer on the other side.
Got it.
On the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot. And July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you at one of these summer field day events. For more information, contact your local county extension office.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in our final segment today of the program. Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, so let's see. The earlier caller is gone, but obviously your answer wasn't finished regarding the crude export.
Yeah, so where we are, we're growing the number of members who support the legislation who are signed up as co-sponsors, including a number of Democratic members. You know, I think we're getting to the point, Scott, where there's urgency, and I think the caller expressed that urgency because we're getting squeezed out by foreign ownership of refineries, and we're limiting ourselves in our own market, and by lifting the oil export ban, we make available our light sweet crude to the very large demand in the world for light sweet crude. The demand in the United States is largely heavy sour crude, which we produce some of, but we largely import that heavy sour crude from Venezuela and other places, Canada, of course, but especially Venezuela and Mexico.
Given where we're at, it's a no-brainer at this point. So
it does take some explanation. But yes, it seems like a no-brainer economically, national security, energy security. It's really time to lift the ban.
Are you going to vote on it this summer? Do you think
I don't know. I hope we can because you know much past that it takes so much longer to ramp up than it does to collapse. That we're on the brink of collapsing much of our oil industry if we don't lift this ban. And plus, that will help bring gas prices down. You know, as weird as it seems, it actually helps our producers, helps our royalty owners, helps our states, helps our economy, while at the same time bringing down the price of gas, which further helps our economy. So yeah, it's time to do it.
All right, we have three calls left and 4 minutes to do it in, so we're going to really go quick here. Rocky and Oreska, your question for Congressman Kramer?
Yes, Congressman.
Hi, Rocky.
Thank you very much for taking my call, and I want to say I appreciate you coming on every week, almost every week without fail, and talking to your constituents. It's perfect. It's beautiful. My question for you is, kind of going with what the guy was talking about with the cool legislation and the country of origin labeling, he said that was in conflict and was ruled pretty much invalid by the World Trade Organization.
Right.
Okay, well, the question I have is that's a lot of people's concerns with the new treaty agreements that are coming out and giving the fast track agreement to the president.
Sure.
Is that a lot of these agreements are going to be made, and they can come back through the WTO and say, you know what, your country that still has a proliferation of small arms, because the UN agreement on small arms and how they want to restrict those isn't in accordance with the rest of the world.
Right.
And so we're going to put, I mean, you cannot compromise the Constitution. I mean, that's one thing that through treaties, they cannot compromise any of the amendments, any of the Constitution itself. And that's one thing that needs to be looked at. And that's why so many people are so worried about this.
Right. No, and they have reason to be worried about it, given the history of other things. But with regard to TPA, the Second Amendment rights is another thing guaranteed in the TPA that the president is not allowed to compromise on in any trade agreements. And if he does, then they'd be in violation of our rules. That said, there's one thing we always, I think, have to remember when we're talking about trade deals with other countries is that we're not the only negotiator. In other words, we could put certain restrictions, you know, that we think are important to us on a trade deal, and we will. But at the same time, if we don't have the deal, then other countries are they're not going to negotiate with us. So you know, they don't have to buy our product. That's the bottom line. They don't have to buy our products, whether it's wheat or tractors or software or whatever it is that we're manufacturing and producing. They don't have to buy it. That's why you make, quote, deals with other countries. Or they can put big tariffs on it, which makes it impossible for us to export. And so that's why you need the negotiation between our country and other countries to take place. And you have to give the negotiators some ability to negotiate those things with confidence that at the end of it, that they won't be amended by Congress. But we still get to determine whether or not they meet our principles and our values. Because frankly, if we don't, China's been driving all the trade deals up to this point. They've driven nearly every trade deal in the last 6 or 7 years, really since about 2008, they've been driving most of the trade deals, especially in the Pacific. And we've lost, as a consequence, our imports to Asia have dropped 43% since 2010. largely because we haven't been able to be at the trading table or at the negotiating table. So your point is a good one. We have put restrictions on the president and TPA so that when he's negotiating, he doesn't get to negotiate away our constitutional rights. But at the very least, everybody that he's negotiating with knows the rules. And that's really the value of that.
Thanks, Rocky. We have 1 minute left, less than, and one more call. We'll take one of the grasshopper calls that came in earlier.
Sorry, just following up to see if you found anything out about the State Department regulations to stop free speech on the internet regarding rifles and ammunition and stuff. I don't know if you found anything out about that yet, but we're all anxious to hear what you have to say on that, what you guys are able to get done there. Thank you very much.
Yes, to answer the question, yes, I have found some things out about that, and it's regarding internet free speech as it relates to marketing of information relating to Second Amendment. Yes, and yes, I oppose it, and yes, there's a lot of action right now in Congress looking at how to push back against, obviously against that type of a restriction, and frankly, it's one that's hard for me to believe they could even actually enforce, but we appreciate the heads up from the caller a week or so ago, and we're on it, so appreciate it.
All right, and we're out of time. We didn't get to everybody. We never do, though. Apologize for that. Call early in the program if you want to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Usually, hour two of our Wednesday edition of the program, but for sure an hour every week. Thanks, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Bye now.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online at valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement
with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.